Within the medical field, there's been considerable attention to the health consequences of obesity. But did you know that being stigmatized about one's weight can have a damaging impact on health? Weight stigma is often viewed as a societal consequence of having a higher body weight. And this is accurate, but what's also true is that weight stigma contributes to poor health in multiple ways. Not surprisingly, when people are stigmatized about their weight, this can lead to emotional distress, like depressive symptoms and anxiety, lower self-esteem, poor body image, substance use, and even suicidality. Often, these negative psychological outcomes persist after accounting for body mass index. This is important because it tells us that it's the experience of being stigmatized rather than obesity itself that is leading to emotional distress. Furthermore, research evidence consistently shows that weight stigma is associated with unhealthy eating behaviors, such as binge eating, increased food consumption, unhealthy weight control practices, maladaptive eating patterns, and emotional overeating. Specifically, people who experience weight stigma have a higher prevalence and frequency of these unhealthy eating patterns. One of the reasons for this is that some individuals report that they cope with the emotional distress of weight stigma by turning to food. This aligns with what we know from research in psychology, that eating is a common coping strategy in response to stress. Food can activate dopaminergic reward pathways in the brain and provide some temporary relief from the negative emotional effects of being stigmatized. Because weight stigma is a stressor, and a chronic stressor for many people, it's not surprising that increased food consumption is a common coping strategy. When people experience weight stigma, they're also less likely to engage in physical activity and exercise. Experiencing weight stigma may lead to negative feelings about engaging in physical activity, as well as lower intentions to be physically active and avoidance of exercise. Some people also internalize weight stigma, which is sometimes called self-stigma, and involves engaging in negative self-judgment and self-blame. People who internalize stigma tend to use more maladaptive coping strategies, such as disordered eating and avoiding exercise. These links between weight stigma, eating, and exercise behaviors can help explain evidence showing that weight stigma interferes with weight management and predicts weight gain and obesity over time. For example, studies show that internalization and self-blame resulting from weight stigma are associated with lower odds of weight loss and weight loss maintenance, higher odds of weight gain, and poorer weight management behaviors. Longitudinal evidence also shows that experiencing weight stigma or discrimination is associated with higher odds of developing obesity and increases in weight and weight circumference over time, even after accounting for baseline body weight and sociodemographic factors. The chronic stress of weight stigma may also act as a contributor to weight gain through dysregulation of the hypothalamic-pituitary-adrenal axis. Research shows that people who experience weight stigma have elevated levels of cortisol and C-reactive protein, higher blood pressure, and higher A1C levels. Importantly, these findings persist independent of adiposity, which suggests that it's the experience of weight stigma that increases these physiological responses. Collectively, this evidence highlights the stress-induced health consequences of experiencing weight stigma, which can trigger an obesogenic process through physiological and biochemical pathways. Recent studies with national samples of adults show a 60% increased risk of dying for people who report experiencing weight discrimination, independent of BMI, suggesting that weight stigma may even contribute to all-cause mortality. The distress of experiencing weight stigma can lead people to engage in maladaptive coping strategies to deal with this distress that reinforce risk factors for weight gain. Unfortunately, this creates a harmful cycle, because increased weight gain makes a person more likely to experience weight stigma, which sets this pathway in motion again. In this sense, it's helpful to think about weight stigma as both a psychosocial contributor to obesity and a psychosocial consequence of having higher weight. This knowledge is important for healthcare providers who can play a key role in addressing the harmful impact of weight stigma in their patients. Consider how weight stigma might be contributing to poor health in your patients. How might it be interfering with their treatment goals or reducing their quality of life? What steps can you take to support your patients who may be facing weight stigma? Being aware of weight stigma and how it can harm your patient's health is essential to providing quality and compassionate patient care. These issues are examined further in our collection of educational videos and resources. Join us as we explore how weight stigma impacts healthcare delivery and what you can do about it.